The portal is near your village. You know there are other portals, and they all have their own rituals, their own keepers, their own ways of being sealed and appeased. The enchantment on this one is particularly brutal, but the village near the portal is a place of sacred trust. The rest of the world can be calm and peaceful, precisely because places like this village exist and safeguard the gateways, keeping the demons at bay. And the ritual is so very simple. It never fails, or at least it hasn't yet. Maybe once. Your village never lets it fail now. A young person, the strongest person in the village, must spend the night in the portal cave before the stone gateway. And in the morning, they will be gone. The elder has led you there. He prepared you as best he could. You think back to every event before this. The strongest fighter in the village, usually. Someone skilled in hunting, setting traps, thinking well, or at least well enough for combat. The village goes through reforms when it comes to deciding who to send. Sometimes there are ceremonies. Sometimes hunting groups of young braves who test themselves, and the winner is honored and mourned at once. The winner is typically a virgin, but the village moves with the times, and this is not a formal requirement. The portal chamber is set away from the village. No one would want to live near it. You hear whispers from it. You know that on the other side of the portal are creatures who, if they were freed, would ravage this world to nothingness. And so you walk into the portal cave, unafraid, armed and armored, with protective charms, weaponry, tools, traps. You are ready. Inside a vast disk of stone, there's a ring of symbols and a mirrored disk on the wall. When you walk into the cave, you hear the whispering immediately. Once a year on a night like tonight, someone comes in here, sits, prepared, and vanishes. No one knows where they go, but they know the demons are contained. The thought is they're on the other side of that whispering disk, and you can see a faint light within it. On the other side, the champions from before banded together, ideally, fighting the creatures together, or at least granted a swift end. You know what happened once, when one of the creatures, a small one, got through, how much work it took to subdue it, and how much it might have done if it had remained free. You sit there proud, folding your hands in your lap, sitting in a meditative position. Your breathing steadies. All your gear is comfortable. It was made for you once they knew you would be the one, after all. You could almost think it was not there. You breathe deeply and wait. The whispers continue. But you are resolute. Until something emerges from the portal or you're pulled in, you will remain calm and steady in your soul. There's a faint breeze in here. It's nice. Cooling. You continue to breathe deep. Your body begins to heat up. Arousal. Rising. You know it's just a side effect. As you get nearer to the time when the portal will open, when you'll pass through, lust rises. Passing between dimensions. The new place is a place of lust, of the body's needs and the ability to fuck your thoughts away. No wonder demons love it there. They made it so. Yes, you're glad of your gear. You turn your mind to how sadly the village wished you farewell. There were many potential paramours who told you, if you did not have to go, they would happily have been with you forever, admiring your fine qualities, praising you, but that's what you say to the sacrifice. You know it's part of the tradition, trying to cheer you up, but you feel quite cheerful, or at least resolved. Whatever happens to the others, perhaps you can keep it from happening to you. You're surprised at just how light your gear is. You're actually starting to feel somewhat chilly from that breeze. You reach down for your flask, intending to take a swig of a potion that shields you from the elements. And your hand lands on your bare thigh. You open your eyes, having scarcely realized you closed them, and look down at your body. You're nude, completely, sitting on the smooth, clean stone of a room That is not quite the same. The portal is in front of you, but the walls are covered in glowing sigils. The air smells of spices. And something other. Something thick, but not unpleasant. Incense, perhaps? The place is bare. Barren. Nothing grows near the portal on either side. An ominous red light comes from the stones themselves, and it lets you see that this room is at least a little different in shape as well. This land. The land on the other side. You remember the legend, a place so completely controlled you feel the pulse of that lust again, controlled by the demonic presences, the lords of corruption and sin, that has lust in the very air, your arousal growing more quickly. It will grow more quickly from now on. But most insidiously, you remember that pleasure is amplified. You're going to have to keep track of your arousal and the quickened pulse and pleasured glow in you already rising. You not only want to fuck, but you know it would feel so amazing that it's a moral hazard to your very soul, fucking in a way which ignores and overcomes reason and restraint. As long as someone wants to, you might as well agree. You might as well fuck, you think. You pass through the portal without realizing it, and apparently your gear, all your fine equipment, was left behind. And you hear a movement from right behind you. You stir, trying to come up on hands and knees, preparing to rise from the meditative position, but all your limbs are so caught up in thoughts of pleasure that one of your hands slides toward the space between your legs, preparing to masturbate. You get it under control, but this movement sends you tumbling forward, slightly. The ground is surprisingly soft. Your vision fading. Fading. Heat. The last thing you remember is your hands between your legs, unable to even form the proper intent to masturbate, and instead just grinding and humping, slumping down, vision and thought fading as an almost shock runs through your whole body, pleasure bouncing and throbbing. The ground under you feels soft, so soft and yielding. The air here is warm. You might as well surrender for a little bit. Until you can get your bearings and clear your head. You didn't notice it at first, but for at least some of the time you were meditating, your body must have been heating up. You mistook your shivers for chills of cold, but you were really filled with feverish arousal. You know they were something else. Your breathing is deep. Your body is heavy. Something to do with passing through the portal, maybe? You don't know. You're laying on that softness, but something is happening. Something more. Something that feels really quite good. There's something firm and a little rough between your legs. Your pussy is soaked, and there are fingers slowly rubbing your clit. Unsurprising. You're turned on from that wave, that shock which accompanied passing through the portal. You imagine everybody else here is turned on, too. You're soaked, and the fingers are small and precise, but rough as they touch all over, exploring your folds. One finger, just one small finger, is sliding in your pussy, rubbing inside, long and thin, able to find your G-spot and begin pushing on it, that little protrusion on the frontal wall. You're laying face down on, it feels soft and yielding, at least. Your eyes cross. Your body wants to do nothing more than twitch where you lie. Lying on the floor of the portal room. The other side of the portal room. Small fingers sliding in out of your pussy. Another hand tweaking your clit. Stroking away on you. It feels wonderful, the wave of lust you were having trouble containing since arrival in this demon-infested otherworld is banked somewhat by another's touch. Someone else touching you feels much better than touching yourself. Or than grinding your thighs together, trying to keep your head on straight. Yes, someone is gently, almost tenderly, distractingly rubbing your pussy. Thinking is more difficult than usual, because it feels so much better to think of anything or nothing at all, think of anything sexual, or let your head empty out and your pussy be tormented with this heat, the heat in the air. It licks your skin, entices you, excites you, which is why you're a little sad when the finger withdraws, and specific clitoral attention is removed. Instead, you feel the flat of a palm being laid outside your pussy, something to grind on, and you do, covering, flat, providing a surface, just bare, soothing friction, It beds down the arousal a little, but not that much. Your juices are making the burning lust and your desperate pursuit of relief a little less jarring, because the rubbing is lubricated. The palms are rough, the fingers are firm, but they've stopped all direct stimulation and you're just getting to grind on the palm. But you're already so horny you're drooling. Sexual juices running from you in a fall. Your mind whispering the promise of abandon. Horny. Needy. It feels like you're huge compared to the small palm down there, whatever creature this is. You hump and grind mindlessly. You try to hold back. But the whispering in your head, telling you, your own words to you, hey, this is going to feel good, so why not try it? An unfulfilled promise you've made to your body, or that has been made for you. Your body wants it, and keeping that promise will feel so good, so you do. You groan, grunt, the only embarrassing vocalizations that can escape you, weak as you are, laying on the surprisingly accommodating floor of the portal room. What you now realize is the other side of the portal room. Then you decide to hump the creature's hand more intensely, that rough palm textured against the exterior of your pussy, rubbing your clit on purpose, letting you hump against its palm and work up to a rising wave, slathering your juices everywhere. You keep humping, pleasure, humping against that palm, your juices drooling down your thighs, and you feel a slap on your ass, hard. Your butt quivers under the impact. And the rest of you, from mind to clit, responds to the booty quake by shivering as well. All of your body resounds with it. You almost want to fall from hands and knees down, back, face down on the ground, shaking involuntarily. There's pleasure, but other sensations as well. You are well-muscled, well-trained before coming here. All your heightened situational awareness is just reporting pleasure, and the faint sound of someone masturbating behind you. You know the sound by the smack of a hand stroking wetly on something, no way to see. You assume a cock, and you hear moans, little but slightly masculine moans. Another slap on your ass, you try to think clearly. Your heightened awareness does nothing. Nothing at this point. Your instincts have all turned to sex. You're using every sense you have to try and absorb more information about your environment. But all of that information just so happens to turn you on. There's someone in front of you, too. You smell sex, lust, musk, cock. You can tell there's a cock not far in front of you, even with your eyes squeezed shut, to weather the pleasure coming from humping against that hand, which you're still doing. The sound of industrious masturbation behind you alerts you to what the person fingering your pussy, occasionally slapping your ass still, is doing, and a smack comes again, punctuating the pleasure, heat above the pleasure. You start, almost shriek, rise up, sweat. Heat spreads across your buttocks, the skin smarting and heating up, punctuating the pleasure, heat above the pleasure still. Having your eyes closed before brought in all the information you've trained your body to collect. But putting your attention directly on the things around you is doing nothing to assuage your raising lust, ever raising higher. Having your eyes closed makes everything a little more focused. It is impossible to stand or contain. You feel orgasm approaching. Something tells you you should learn more, think more about the situation, but you decide to just surrender to that massive pleasure and let it clear your head. It's building. You open your eyes, manage to rise up a little more. The pleasure from behind is still ceaseless, continuous, your pussy squeezing around a finger while your clit is being thumbed in circles, rough but continuous enough that your lubrication has removed any edge and announced the pleasure over and over into your body, pleasure knocking on the door of your mind, begging you to just surrender to rampant lust, be entirely in the moment for once. And in front of you, you do see a creature, red-skinned, quite short, faintly masculine in a waifish way, long nose, long ears, little wings on his back. In fact, he is flapping them, hovering a few inches off the ground. The obviously demonic entity has small hands, small fingers. You know a creature like him must be standing behind you, too, because those small fingers, the precision his short stature allows, and now the breath you feel washing over your pussy, the very hot tongue, the hand is gone, he's licking. You can't hump against the hand, but you can grind and push back against that wet, searching tongue, yielding to it and welcoming it inside, over and over saying yes, yes, in your mind, pushing back, rising up, planting your lower body over the hot, searching mouth, raising high enough to be above the imp, but then it lays down, and you can really plant your pussy over its face. The sounds of frantic masturbation from behind you intensify as it comes up close and personal with your wet sex, and in front of you, the imp raises its loincloth, the only clothing he's wearing, and the cock, his cock, springs out huge, 8 inches long, in front of you, disproportionate, almost comical on his body, but there's nothing comical about the veins standing up and the throbbing, pure strength of lust in you. The hand which was so recently soaking in your juices is now gripping your hip and pulling you down onto the imp's face, inducing you to settle on him on hands and knees behind you, while the one in front of you steps forward, hovers forward, really, and brings his cock against your lips. You feel your pussy getting licked. The mouth of the creature behind you latches on, pushing a long, very hot tongue into you. And the intense gyrations of your hips that follow almost make it difficult for him to continue. After just a few seconds, he slaps your ass again. The loud report mixes with the memory of pleasure and the realization in your animal brain that while it feels right and good to swing your hips, you might cut off that pleasure and stop getting licked if you keep flailing. And besides, you have something else to focus on now. Cock pressing against your lips, cock pressing into your mouth. You suck hard and hot, and the one in front of you gives an appreciative groan at your mouth skills, its eagerness making up for actual skill. You keep your hips still so the tongue can return and lick you. Having something in your mouth makes it feel even better. You sigh in relief, begin humping the face of the one under you. He doesn't seem to mind. You know juices from your supercharged sex must be covering him with how turned on you are, but you hear the slurping. He's drinking your juices, and that arouses you further. He's giving his all, giving you pleasure. You hear him stroking his cock underneath you. You can feel the heat of it. It's quite long, poking into your chest, your belly, as he lets it jump around with his eager, masturbatory desperation. But you focus to keep from giving in and collapsing on him. You focus on the cock that's in your mouth, the taste, salt and musk, the mushroom head spreading your lips. All of your being is requesting you to focus between your legs, but you figure you should give pleasure back. You really like what's going on. You want to let your orgasm arrive as you ride off into the sunset of abandon, but you hold back. In front of you, you see the creature's body, his ball sack hanging under the cock. He's hovering there. His cock's very prominent. You've only got an inch in your mouth. It has the same red skin tone, dripping clear pre-cum into your mouth. You swallow and swallow the salt flowing down. The presence of him, his closeness, and the other one doing his work below you, with you sitting on his face, is raising your arousal. Building, compounding, synergizing with the orgiastic pleasure of just being here. It feels incredible. You unroll your tongue underneath the cock, the head of which is in your mouth. You want it. You feel it. You let it in. Welcome it in, rolling out the red carpet. Your cravings are so deep you need to fuck. The emptiness inside you, induced not just by environment, but by your libido awakening, truly awakening for the first time. That sexual scent breathing in from the imp's cock as his friend underneath you licks away. You might ordinarily be able to soothe your horny urges, to wait until you were back in your own bed, but any such thought process is just a hair too inadequate for this fiery need. You open wide as you can. Just the act of doing this, sucking, it's never been this good. You're enjoying it. Masturbation must feel amazing here. You'd be able to predict your own desires before they arrived, instead of relying on that tongue. Of course, the tongue feels incredible, too. The imp has a little bit of technique. He keeps tangling it and flicking it against your clit. The tempo never quite normalizes, so you're always getting hit with unexpected waves of heat from below. But something's missing. The greedy tongue fucking from beneath, the cock slipping into your throat. Your skin is more sensitive, everything feels better, and you're acutely aware of the emptiness between your legs. You keep track of each and every flourish and touch. You know when one vector of pleasure is missing, because you can taste each one individually now. Your body's so tempted by each and every touch. You would do anything to recapture the pleasure of a few moments ago, when there was something sliding into your pussy. You feel that so strongly that you almost manage to open your eyes and look up and begin pleading, except that would be impossible with that big cock filling your mouth. You remember the insistent, dexterous stroking of your clit. It was the best thing, and you need it to come back. The tongue isn't touching your clit, just licking your lips below, poking inside your pussy very slightly and very occasionally. You wish to be filled. You wish for the emptiness to end, and it does. Fingers return. The stroking of your clit is continuous, this time, and targeted. You've been drooling down onto the ground as you suck. But something else is drooling, too. Your pussy is truly dripping down onto the face you're riding. Fingers sliding your pussy, and then something teasing your clit. Circles. Slow. You suck. The creature above you pokes his cock a little further into your mouth, fucking, spreading, while the one beneath you, whose face you're riding, is fingering your pussy and licking your clit now. Your clit is in the mouth of the one beneath you as you ride his face and he fingers you. Everything is coming up right. You've wanted to inflict pleasure as well as receive it, and now, with that cock in your mouth, you can make it happen. You suck deeply, moving your tongue along the underside, pushing it out of your mouth to lick, and then pulling it back inside and leaving your saliva on the thick, huge shaft you're sucking, letting it be cool in the parts that are outside your mouth. You feel your orgasm getting closer, having something to suck and being able to ride the tongue below you while your clit and your filled pussy are being pleasured. Closer and closer, so close, and then the fingers slide out of you. The tongue stops licking your clit. Empty, ceased. Your orgasm is slipping away, sliding away, unreached. You grind your pussy down on the imp's long-nosed face, grinding, humping, trying to make friction do the job that a tongue and some fingers were so ably executing moments ago. No dice. No luck. No orgasm. You were left alone in your head with the edged almost-gasm of a moment ago. You do the only thing you can. You get all your sexual energy out of you via your mouth, onto the cock in front of you, quickly moving your tongue and bobbing your head, accepting more of the knob, the shaft, into you, slurping and licking upon it with clear eagerness, your drool running down to the floor, truly savoring the taste. You dare not move away from the demon behind you. You need to keep your pussy over the imp's face, both so you can grind and get a little bit of the edge off, and in hopes that the licking and fingering will return you to a semblance of reason sooner rather than later. The one you're sucking on grabs your head in response to your sudden increase in intensity and focus. As you lavish your attentions on his cock, he begins thrusting. It doesn't seem like it's voluntary. The increased intensity in your blowjob, your pole polishing, has brought him so close he has to thrust and fuck. He does manage to say something to his friend underneath you. Careful. Ah, oh, cries the imp you're sucking on. Oh, you made it go wild. Fuck, what did you do down there? Oh, fuck. You feel hot breath on your pussy and a moan from below as you moan in answer, but the creature beneath you is explaining something, too. We can't come or let it come, remember? Not until we get back to the hideout. Those were Zataz's orders, so we'll get back to licking, says the one in front of you, the one you're sucking on, for you have not slacked even 1 second. Even when the one below explains why he suddenly denied you, the one above seems unable to hold on. You feel his balls slapping against your chin as he thrusts in, the scent and taste of his cock filling your awareness. The small creature is thrusting its comically huge dick into your willing mouth, and the one under you complies and starts licking again. Yes. And that does slow down your oral service. Your thoughts get nicely fuzzy. Everything feels so good with your clit being licked, your pussy being fingered. Is this all from passing through the portal? The one in front of you must be unusually well endowed. There's just no way a cock like that belongs on a creature this size. You wish you could compare it to the one under you, the one who's just started licking, but you're sucking desperately and you don't intend to move any time soon. Disappointment over being denied your orgasm mixes with the pleasure of returned oral service, the fingering of your cunt. You slow down, calm down, slurping up some of the saliva leaking from the corners of your mouth. You know they're still talking to each other. You hear the murmur. It might even be important, but focusing on it is difficult. You think that part intellectually as your lips are spread around the tip of the cock and then bobbing on and off. You suck, tasting it, your throat seeming to bulge as he fucks in and out. But you make the conscious decision to explore pleasure you've never known, pleasure offered by this world, and you consent to just slobber and slather lubrication on the cock, letting it more easily slip into your mouth, down your throat, fantasies of it fucking your head, of the way the taste, the scent, the raw sexual corruption of it is already fucking your brain. The flavor is salty, musky, but as your body has somehow been affected by passage through the portal, and also perhaps due to some quality of the cock itself, the taste is just unquestionably pleasant. The pleasure of indulgence, of surrender to an idea unexplored, unexpected, but a new fetish to learn underneath it. In this place you could easily get hooked on things you hadn't explored before and like them with little regard for anything else. You're enjoying the flavor, the feeling, everything about his cock and the tongue lavishing attention on your pussy as you ride. You hear them talking to each other, though the one below you is muffled now and then since you're still grinding periodically on his face. It's very tough to think or care about their words while you're sucking and dripping so much. Hard to think or care about their words while it tastes so good. Why does this cock taste so good in your mouth, filling you? Something about the red skin, the thickness of it. Something that makes you feel dirty, good, indulgent. The one behind and beneath you never lets up on his massage of your clit or his tongue on your pussy now. So you are climbing toward orgasm. He knows, they both know, that you'll just accelerate your blowjob and set his partner off if you don't have cunnilingus to distract you. Still, the one beneath slackens his oral worship at just the right times, stops to slurp up your excess pussy juice, making you feel hot, wet, all over again. Despite the process making your pussy less sticky, more sleek and shiny with saliva, you imagine just how erotic your body must look, so covered in fluids and sweat, kneeling like this on the ground of the portal room, above one imp grinding on his face, sucking off another. You imagine what everyone back home would think. Experience is tantalizing, because any attempt to fantasize pulls you swiftly back to the reality of your situation, which is more than any fantasy ever could be. You bob forward and back on the cock in front of you, your lips following both the shaft and the movements of the imp's hands on the sides of your head, steering you to give him the most pleasure as he fucks your throat. You move right down to the balls until you'd swear all 8 inches were speared into your mouth and throat, filling your throat and your thoughts. Your pussy's being fingered and licked. There's a cock down your throat. You're caught between the two little imps and these demonic creatures' deliberate pleasure. "I didn't think it would happen this time," says the imp you're sucking on, between gasps. The reply comes from below you, muffled by the grinding of your muff onto his lips, but he manages to make himself heard, his hot breath torturing your clit before his fingers give a particularly powerful tweak that stills your sluttish gyrations for a minute, while you try to hold on. You're unsure if you're seeking orgasm or holding back. You want to follow their lead, prolong this as long as possible, as long in the basting of pleasure that you're in. "It always happens," says the one under you, licking your pussy in between. "Zataz will be happy when we bring this one back. Look how pliable it is, even more than the last one." The one in front of you makes an affirming noise, grips your head on either side, moans as his cock thrusts down your throat. You swallow around that girthy member, both to get his dripping, very salty cum into your body. You're craving it. You need to get off. There's just too much lust in your system. And to bank down said lust for a moment, giving it more time to grow before it takes you too high to keep thinking. You roll your hips back and forth, grinding, pushing your butt against the imp's face, grinding your pussy against his mouth, covering his eyes, bringing your pussy down over his long nose, down onto his tongue. His nose is prodding you, and his tongue is lined up perfectly with your clit. Your whole body jumps when he sucks on it, streams of your juices pooling onto him. You hear an appreciative chuckle from the one beneath you. Shouldn't we get this one back, though? The boss might want a turn, too, says the one beneath you. He manages to pull his face away long enough by tweaking your clit a couple times. Pleasure, euphoria, heat, but still not enough for you to come. You're caught between thinking about coming and coming. Coming you'd rather be coming, so thinking is taking a back seat. The one under you is still pushing two fingers on his hand in and out of your pussy. The fullness plus pressure on your clit is enough to keep you occupied but away from the edge. That way you won't grind down on his face and let him talk for now. He's rolling his fingers left and right, touching the walls of your pussy, making you feel deliciously stretched. You wonder if he's going to fuck you. You're feeling very positive about that idea. Your pussy soaks and squeezes, but climax is held back because every time you tense up, curse your body's tells. He slacks off on stimulation. So you do the only thing you can. You let out a little groan around the cock buried in your throat and suck harder, trying to arouse them both. Hold on there, says the one in front of you, barely able to get his words out with you slurping on his knob so thoroughly. Don't let that pussy come, he says, strained and aroused as he does, reminding his friend of just what's keeping you down deep. The initial lust shock, remember? This thing isn't going to think clearly, but can't let it come. He can barely get the words out coherently. The one below has stopped touching your pussy, but you feel all the stored up energy fading and push your face forward, replacing all of the energy stored down there with sucking and slurping, and you do it. Hard, hot, and deep. Just like before, continuing the cycle, they forgot, they must have forgot. You're so close. You need it, so you decide to pursue what you need. You wait until the one behind you is thrusting his fingers in. He's still leaving your clit alone. You squeeze your muscles, gripping down on those fingers as tight as you can, which instantly makes the button pulse inside of you, the spot on the front wall that adds stimulation to your clit. You ride down, thrusting against his lips, his tongue. Even if he's not licking, you can still get some friction and moisture from that. You grind your hips back and forth and induce enough of a shock in yourself, enough of a jerk to your system that you're coming. And he does start licking. It seems he's forgotten, or maybe he's just lusting too much after you humped right onto his face. You're coming, coming. Your pussy locks down on the fingers, tighter than you could make it go deliberately, and then your whole body's jerking. You suck incredibly hard on the cock in front of you, using your involuntary orgasmic spasms to push him extra deep into your throat, sucking down. Your whole body is shaking already. He barely notices, but his hands are back in your head, pulling you to him, unable to resist, forgetting his priorities in the face of the promise of arousal. Yes. He's coming, coming, squirting his hot cum onto your tongue, into your mouth. Your pussy squeezes all the tighter, sending some of your juices out to leak onto the imp beneath you. The one you're riding seems stunned, for he stopped licking again and is just lying there as you grind out relieving, glorious, mind-melting orgasm that flashes your vision briefly away in the tide. Eyes squeezing shut, moving your tongue over the cock buried so very deep in your mouth, testing its flavor. The thick salt of the cum, the way it flows along your tongue, down your throat as you swallow, swallow, gulp, and groan, and still end up with some of his corrupted fluids in your mouth, tasting delicious and filling you with thoughts of sex. You're still riding, the involuntary orgasmic swing of your hips, riding the face below, grinding after more pleasure to turn the aftershocks into microgasms. With continued stimulation, you can scarcely stand it. But your mind is still lust-shocked and aching. It says it's a good idea to get as much pleasure as you can. You hear the imp beneath you say. When you return to your head amid the pounding of pleasure, the shakiness of your legs, the still twitching orgasmic afterglow, you still have that cock in your mouth, down your throat. It's now softening, still squirting a little, The one beneath you can't alert the imp in front of you before you keep sucking, sucking. His tongue is hanging out. The one above you, you look up. His eyes are rolled back. You can see thicker darkness in those demonic pupils. You suck him deep. Even though he's flaccidifying, you buck your butt against the imp beneath you and suck the one in front of you. When the one below tries to pull his fingers out, the arousing temptation of your pussy right in his face leads him to thrust them in and out instead. You squeeze on them hard. He tugs them out nonetheless after a second, leaving an echoing squeeze of pleasure. It amplifies the pleasure in your body, clearing your mind but almost making you come again. You suck the member in your mouth for all it's worth. The process of coming, coming, coming is long and drawn out. A shaft in your mouth is making the pleasure stronger. You are still caught in aftershocks you would swear are about to birth full orgasms anew on their own. You're squirting on the ground. The cock in your mouth is pulsing. He's coming, coming on your tongue, and your pussy squeezing so tight it's letting juices out onto the face of the imp below. But still, somehow, still, the corrupted cum, just like the imp's reddish, disproportionate cock, helps you to feel dirty, filthy, horny, lustful, and you groan. Moaning around a mouthful of cum as your pussy lets out your juices, leaking onto the face of the imp below, who has abandoned pleasuring you, but who is also not squirming away. He seems to like the view of your pussy squeezing in continuous contracting, orgasmic releases, pulses. The one in front of you doesn't know why his blowjob suddenly got so much better, it seems. Both of you coming at the same time. The room smells of sex, musk. This vast chamber is filling up with heat. Your pussy feels empty, so empty, but your whole body is in climax, in rut, and if you need a little more pleasure, you can grind your pussy onto the unprotesting face of the imp below who has begun to lick again. It's incredible. Incredible. It might be going to clear your head eventually, but right now you're still in the fucking bucking throes of climax coming hot and glowing after. The one grabbing your head and fucking your throat as his cock disgorges its load of seed paints your throat and tongue again. He's in a similar state to you. Maybe orgasm just feels better in this dimension. Coming, you squeeze, clenching your ass, and slowly manage to convince your body to slide off the face of the one below, to rise to your shaky feet, towering above them. You manage to will yourself to remove your pussy from the one imp's face and your lips from the other one's cock with a regretful smack and a final kiss. It pops out of your mouth, half-soft, dangling comically with some of his cum drooling to the portal room floor. You loom above the imps, who are each 3 feet tall, their long, shaggy dark hair in sweated disarray. Their little loincloths are flipped up. The one who is beneath you has his face completely covered in your juices, sticky. He has a hand on his cock and is jerking off to the sight of you. Same goes for the one in front of you whose cock just squirted. When it was freed from your mouth, he grabbed it instantly, and when he beholds you standing covered in sweat, your fluids, theirs, he begins masturbating, trying to get hard again. There was even a sticky trail of cum connecting your mouth to his cock, the glistening head of his red cock, which likewise is getting hard again, slick, painted with some of his cum, he's staring. They're both staring between your legs, at your chest, at your butt. They're licking their lips. Your lips are glistening with cum, pre-cum, and spit. You imagine you must be an erotic sight. They quickly regain composure and start trying to tempt you. You can have pleasure, purrs the one who just came in your mouth. But he says it a little half-heartedly. He seems too horny to focus looking at you, and his face goes a bit slack when he says the word pleasure. The other echoes him. Pleasure unending, choruses the imp slathered in your pussy juices, jerking his cock as he sits on the floor. The height you're standing to brings you level with their faces if they were standing. They both seem acutely aware of it. Even the one who just came is stroking his cock and staring at your pussy. You look at him, you're not quite sure why you do it. You swallow the last bits of the load of cum in your mouth, drinking it down. Thick, salty, running down your throat, drinking it reminds you of his cock in your mouth. You like that, damn. You're gonna have to try to get the lustful urges from this world under your control, but not right yet. Right now you decide to lean into them, and see if you can get the imps to consent to their own downfall for pleasure, tempting them in return. A flush and flare of heat takes over. All the muscles on your body are glistening with sweat, showing off your fine physique. You know how impressive you look at the moment you tense and grab one of the imps by the hair, pulling him up. The one you were sucking off, the one who hasn't licked you yet. You pull his head at the perfect height, with some slight leaning back on your part, and place his tongue against your slit, your clit. You rush him in between your legs, holding him in obvious desire. He's already opening his mouth, extending his tongue. His eyes are fixed on your pussy with no desire to look away. You guess the lust goes both ways. You grab his head, keeping him from diving for your pussy. The slutty little red-skinned creature was going to begin oral service anyway, but you make him wait, holding him away a little. Grab his head by both sides, keep him from licking you, gripping his long ears. He briefly looks confused, but you want to set the pace. He masturbates mindlessly, licking the air in front of himself and staring at your wet, parted slit. He opens wide and extends his tongue. You have no intention of letting him keep controlling the tempo, and you only slowly bring your pussy into range. You turn to one side, and he pivots. Since he is standing, this is quite easy. The little imp is the perfect height for your pussy to push onto his face, but you turn in profile to make sure the one who is behind you can see. Your knees tremble. So recently orgasmic, and with more pleasure arriving from the ministrations, you might almost fall to your knees and back into the pleasure again. But it can be fun to be the one on top, too. They said that having an orgasm would help clear your head, and it did. You'd have to remember that. But you still want more. And more comes in the form of his tongue on your pussy. The other one is still looking up at you, confused as you fuck his friend's face. You turn so you could look down at him. The one who was licking your pussy, his face still coated in your juices, is watching as his friend surrenders to your sex. He was previously getting a hot blowjob, but now he's licking your pussy. You notice there's a pool of your juices on the ground from the sheer arousal of it. The imp who isn't licking you looks at your juices, looks at you, and then with an intense groaning sound, he falls to the side into the puddle of your sexual fluids and starts jerking off while staring up at you, jerking off to you face-fucking his friend while he lays in a puddle of your sexual fluids. The one eating you out seems experienced. His tongue roves everywhere, pushes deeply inside. He sucks in your clit to surprise you, and when you direct him to focus his energies lower by gripping his ears and pushing him downward, he licks your entrance. Then, when you pull him up, higher, closer to your clit, he follows easily. His skin is hot. His tongue hotter. His tongue is longer than a human tongue, more agile, going deep, adding stimulation to every second as he breathes hot. You ride his face in a standing position, with rolling hips, and he trails his hands over your legs, your butt, feeling your muscles everywhere. You thrust and thrust against his face. He sucks mindlessly on your clit, and your abdominal muscles squeeze. His friend groans, a pathetic moan, a jet of cum joins the pool of your love juices he's laying in on the floor. You smile at the dazed way he just falls over then, panting on the ground, and you keep riding the other one's face, getting the oral favor returned. He's likewise pitiful. The red imp you've been riding falls back on his butt. He's still staring at your pussy and wanting to lick it. You stand above him, your glistening lower lips parted. You were enjoying his oral service, but making a good impression is important too. So you wiggle your hips side to side and wait for him to start masturbating, overwhelmed by your presence. Then, you lower yourself. You see his face break into a dopey grin the moment before it goes out of sight. His cock is still pumping in his hand. You settle on top of his face. He lays on the ground with a loud moan as you ride him down. You reach down behind you. You grip his cock. Take it in your hand. You feel the heat of it. The firmness of the shaft in your palm. Then you put the other hand on his head, gripping his hair, enjoying his hot breath as you keep his mouth held against your pussy. You hear the other one jerking off still, laying in the puddle of your juices in his cum, moaning insensate. You hold this one's cock, keeping his hand away from it and jerking it only leisurely, the thick, veiny shaft hard from the horny demon's reaction to your body. He shivers and starts licking you intensely. You recognize the desperation because it's how you felt moments ago. It mirrors your own response to this very imp's cock a while back, while his partner was still eating you out. His pupils were dilated before they went out of sight beneath you grinding on him, and he's desperately sniffing the air, breathing you in, digging his tongue into your pussy. The corruptive lust is too much for him. He's given in utterly. Crawling into sight, from just out of view, comes his more clear-headed friend, who is still jerking off, crawling on two knees and one hand, with the other hand on his cock. But now it's a lazy, dazed sort of jerking off while he watches close up as you ride his friend's face. You release the cock of the one you're riding, but somehow that release is what sets him off. You feel a bit of his hot cum squirt on your hand, across your ass and flank. He moans into your pussy, licking hard as he comes. The imp you sucked comes and comes all over himself and a little bit on you, his cock jerking in the open air with no hand on it as you ride his face. And then he just seems to pass out on the pleasure, still twitching now and then or giggling, his own cum pooling on his chest and on your butt a little. While you sit on his face, you rise up, looking at his tongue hanging out, his eyes closed, his breathing slow and deep. He actually looks quite peaceful. He's cute when he's not getting up to trouble. You wipe the stream of cum he shot onto your hand, then onto his face, wiping it on his cheek, marking him. You remember what the warnings in one of the old books said. This is a place so thoroughly corrupted by demonic entities, right down to the soil. There's so much pleasure here that you're going to have to find ways to manage this corruption. And that probably will include engaging in some enjoyable, consensual encounters to bed it down. Or masturbating a lot. You stumble a little and lean against a cave wall, leaving the two of them in their mutual puddle of juices. Your ass is still trembling, squeezing, as your pussy responds to the heat inside you. Running pleasure shocks right through your clit, your pussy, into your brain. You leave the two of them. They're still vacantly masturbating, laid low by your teasing. You feel in control, powerful. And outside the cave, you see a little cart. The air's a bit clearer here, so you can think. You see a pair of comfortable pants and a tunic, among many other supplies in the cart. So you put them on and pick it up. Begin walking off with it. It's meant to be drawn by hand anyway, but you imagine you find it much lighter than the many tiny imps who brought it, and whose footprints you can see, two sets, approaching and retreating, across the blasted heath upon which the portal rests. It seems the imp's friends fled when they didn't come back. Lucky for you, you'd rather avoid meeting them until you have your bearings. Actually, the area around the portal doesn't look too bad. Few traps, set up a simple cottage, kick the imps out of the area. Make it clear what you'll do if they come back. Which is probably fuck them senseless. Yeah, this place could be home. Time to get started. One of the imps said a name, their boss, it seems. Time to go find Zataz, whoever he is. And the previous champion, if you can find her. Having a mission hardens your resolve. But first things first. Tuck under the blanket you found, on the bedding that was on the cart, and get off so your head is clear enough to begin exploring. You begin touching yourself, and though you wouldn't admit it out loud, it feels so much better than ever before. And you're looking forward to finding out who else is overcome enough by lust to help you get off. Maybe it'll be someone nice next time, instead of just pervy imps.